Hello there, welcome to the e-learning champion pod hosted by Comlab India, where we discuss the ins and outs of e-learning, training trends, learning technologies, and more that impact corporate training. Your success matters to us, and that's why we bring you what matters to you. I'm your host Sherna, and today we are going to focus on the crucial role of product training. Yes, you heard that right. Product training is highly significant for an organization's growth. To discover the what, why, and how, we've invited an expert in e-learning and product training. Welcome to the podcast, Nazmeen.
Thank you, Sherna. I'm thrilled to be here.
Allow me to give our listeners a brief introduction. Nazmeen is a seasoned professional with over 11 years of experience in the field of training and instructional design. Her expertise in web-based technologies and AI tools allow her to create customized and diverse e-learning and instructor-led curricula that cater to learners of all abilities. She is committed to customer satisfaction and has played a vital role in crafting curriculum solutions for many of Comlab India's major clients. Circling back to today's topic, I'm actually looking forward to it, because we believe that though it is a very important topic, it often gets sidelined, not only in L&D, but across industries and organizations around the globe. Naturally, product training is catered towards sales teams and service lines. Nazmeen, could you share why product knowledge is important for sales and service technicians, and how to train salespeople to ensure they remember the information when making a sales pitch?
Well, in any industry, whether it's retail or real estate, knowledge is indeed power. So product knowledge is when sales rep have a complete understanding of the product that they are selling. And it is also a fundamental aspect of successful business operations, which plays a vital role in ensuring customer satisfaction, facilitating their effective communication, and also establishing a competitive advantage and contributing to overall their business success.
Right.
So sales rep should understand the product's features and benefits from customer's point of view. So they can have more engaging and good conversations that can lead to sales. So good product needs a good sales person to sell it. So for example, if your sales personnel fail to pitch the right product that suits his customer, then he might lose the deal.
Right.
At the same time, if you want to see the best case scenario when these salespeople give a product demo and the customer has a question about certain feature of that particular product, then the sales rep should be able to quickly, you know, answer their questions and about the product's functionality. So in that case, when the sales rep have the complete understanding of his product, then he'll have more confidence to discuss it in more detail and combat the objections in the real time.
Right.
So with more product knowledge, your sales rep can confidently answer the questions and truly will be armed to solve for the customers. So to ensure that your customer receive a consistent message from your team, so your product team, marketing team, and sales team should all be utilizing the same information. So alignment among these three teams is more critical for providing a consistent experience.
Right, absolutely. I find it intriguing that you mentioned, you know, the product's features and benefits. Could you please elaborate on the various types of product knowledge that sales teams should be familiar with to engage effectively with customers and help their business succeed?
So product knowledge can be, you know, categorized into several types that individuals from sales or customer service roles should be, familiarize themselves with. So I'll begin with the features and benefits which I shared. So knowing the features and benefits of a product is very much essential for sales reps. So this includes they should have the information both from functional perspective, like how it meets the, you know, specific needs of their customers, and right. also the emotional benefits. So like you should tell how it makes the customer feel once they have the product. So that's more on the features and benefit. That information is more crucial for the sales rep to have.
Right.
And another would be on the pricing. So sales rep need to know the cost of a product plus the ROI a product can bring for its customers. So an example can be like reps can use the statistics saying our average premium account customer sees 100% ROI within the first 6 months of, you know, implementing this particular solution. So such right. statistics will hook to solve the customer problems. And then right. they should also be aware of the, you know, customization. Like sales rep should be trained on how a particular product can be customized for their customer situations. It is important to know how a product fits in their customer's world, no matter what the circumstances be.
Right.
So, for instance, if you sell an email marketing automation tool, your rep should understand how it can work for enterprise customers, startups, and agencies.
Right.
And then not only those, I think the sales rep should also have a good understanding how to use it. So sales rep should be armed with a lot of case studies and examples so that they can show how a particular product works in action. So if you sell workout equipments to gyms, then your reps might give a list of gyms that use your particular equipment. Right. Along with that, they can also share some statistics like how you know, implementing this particular equipment has increased membership for their gyms. So all the statistics will add on for their product sale.
Right.
So at the end, not only these, you can also think about providing the support. Like sales rep should know how to find answers to questions and support themselves on their prospects. So, right. for example, questions like how can I contact support, or, you know, what's the easiest way to find answers to my questions? All such things can help sales rep be on the go.
Right.
So I think by encompassing all these various types of product knowledge, these sales reps can have effectively engaged with customers and address their inquiries, and, you know, they can contribute to the overall success of their business.
Right. Right. Okay, so that clarifies the types of product knowledge. Okay, coming to product knowledge training, can you share your thoughts or ideas for training sales teams to sell better and faster?
Interesting. I think product training can be delivered through a variety of methods to, you know, ensure a thorough understanding and proficiency among the individuals within an organization. But I can list out some of the different ways that you can, you know, use to fulfill your product training agenda. So one end thing that is very much sales rep would be interested in is videos. So we can, you know, right. ask sales reps to, you know, create the tutorial videos that walk through how to use a particular product. So
right.
it can be a great way for them to practice what they are learning and how to talk to customers about a particular product in depth.
Right.
So a quick video on product functionalities can also be handy for the service technicians at customer sites to resolve the issues. Along with that, I think service technicians can also have videos on how to install a particular product. So those can be quick and very much handy.
Yes, yes.
So apart from videos, what we can also think through is about having micro-learnings. So micro-learning is the new flavor in the corporate L&D, as we all know. So the PowerPact micro learning bites that focus on a single learning objective per module is the favorite of today's modern learners due to the flexibility it offers. So you can choose a variety of assets to make a training fun and also engaging. A few of the popular micro learning formats could be like having videos or interactive PDFs, ebooks, and obviously the podcast that we are conducting now that can also go as a micro learning format.
Yes.
And along with this, we can also think about having, you know, digital flashcards or infographics as well. So this learning format is a boon for product training as it offers just-in-time learning, especially for the people who are on the moves. So these people like sales reps and service technicians who are always on the move. So these can be real handy for them. So your sales reps can have a quick look at these digital flashcards or infographics that, entails the product features and benefits. Before they have the meeting with their customers, they can quickly, access these and, get their knowledge.
Correct.
So all these things will boost their confidence and results in easy and seamless closure of their sales deals.
Right.
So your customer support executives can listen to the podcast also by given by their senior sales managers, where they share valuable tips and anecdotes about handling, challenging customers. So these podcasts can also help them, and this would help them in handle, critical customer objections skillfully.
Right.
Yeah. So apart from having micro learnings and videos, I think games is like everybody is liking these days. So games,
absolutely.
As we all know, games can be a fun way for, including these sales reps to better understand and engage with the product knowledge materials. So there are many games which can, be used to assess knowledge of the sales rep. So many of the games can be used as an assessment approach, so which will often lead them to have the increased participation and also retention of the knowledge. So games is the another thing which you can think about. And another thing can be having scenarios or online simulations.
Right.
So creating scenarios through, role plays will definitely help the individuals to practice their real life situations. So we can have the sales rep who can play the role of both the customer and the salesperson. So in that case, I think by playing the role of a customer, sales rep can empathize and put themselves into the customer's shoes, so that it makes easier for them to, sell. So of course, the salesperson also have to practice their own sales pitch, but I think playing both the roles will understand them both from both the sides.
Correct.
So, and the other thing what I was mentioning was about online simulations. So these simulations will help mimic how sales rep can, interact with their customers and identify their needs through simulated dialogues and, also with the quizzes. So for example, the rep might be presented with a hypothetical customer, and maybe the sales rep have to answer a series of questions and then select the appropriate product for the customer. And that is how probably he can help. So this hands-on approach help build confidence and prepare individuals for their, customer interactions. The last thing which is more powerful for sales reps would be having assessments. So product knowledge quizzes can provide an engaging educational format to supplement their broader product trainings. So this medium can help these reps, sales rep, on their toes and be attentive when learning the ins and outs of their specific products. So by issuing these product quizzes, you can motivate these sales rep to retain the information that they are learning throughout their, you know, product trainings.
Right.
So if they know, they will be tested on the information they are learning, then they will be more inclined to, you know, get actively engaged with the material.
Right. Correct. Correct. So those were really good ideas to cover product training. So a quick question here. Suppose we have a mix of audiences like on-field employees and desk employees.
Yes.
Could you throw some light on how can we accommodate the variety of training needs and different preferences of the learners?
Well, actually, it's a very good question, I would say. So we should always think about the different learners to whom we are addressing.
Right.
So when you have a heterogeneous mix to train, we cannot always offer one size fits all approach.
Yes,
so correct. Yeah, in such a scenario, it is always best to offer a mixed platter to, you know, satiate unique learner needs. So yes, I am talking about blended learning approach here.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So for those who are new to the world of learning and development, I would just give a little bit about blended learning. So blended learning is an approach that offers a blend of, you know, various training formats. The approach brings the best of both worlds, I would say. So it can be both online as well as classroom trainings. So under this umbrella of blended learning, it comes with a variety of online training formats like, you know, e-learnings, micro-learnings, then virtual instructor-led training, which we call VILT.
Right.
So all these things will allow you to blend the training program that best suits your learners.
Right.
So the approach will allow you to try and test different combinations to see what works best for your business and your learners as well. So not only having this blended learning, another mode of delivery that you can think about is regarding the mobile learning. As most of you are already aware that mobile have become the number one resource for accessing information these days.
Correct.
So it is also an excellent tool for training employees, as it allows them to view training content at any time and anywhere. So mobile learning modules can provide just-in-time access to product trainings as well for their resources and materials. So it makes the training more flexible and convenient. So reducing their training time increases their engagement. And I must say, it is more cost-effective to develop.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay, fair enough. Right.
Yeah.
So at this point, I believe our listeners would find some case studies quite valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So considering our global clientele that we've served for 23 years, mm-hmm. could you share some customer success stories highlighting the support that L&D has provided mm-hmm. to salespeople and service technicians?
Yeah, absolutely. One of our customers to whom we, provided them with the solutions of product training is this particular client to whom we gave the solution is a global pharmaceutical giant who wanted a blended learning program to, impart product trainings to their sales reps.
Okay.
Just a little bit background about their sales representatives was, this being a pharmaceutical giant, but their sales rep were not from science background. Just imagine the thing they had. So the company had a classroom training all year through, and this resulted in high training expenditure for them.
Right.
So for them, we actually gave the idea of having this blended learning approach. So we gave them a solution to have e-learning modules, which were short, and they would not last for more than 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So keeping the sales rep in mind, who were always on the move, we wanted to give these small little modules as a micro learning bits for them.
Okay.
So through a blended learning program, along with the e-learnings, we also gave them a small videos which had a scenario, a hypothetical scenario situation we shared, wherein a doctor and a sales rep will have the conversation. So these videos really help their sales people to understand the type of questions that will be coming from, you know, a doctor and how they have to respond to those questions. So having an e-learning also, the videos, this blended approach helped them, you know, overcome their big training agenda. So through this blended learning program, our client was able to reduce that 8-week classroom training that they used to conduct to just 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So the quality of the training, we made sure that it was retained and learner engagement was massively improved. So the client saved on training dollars and also has recorded 99% of the training completion rate.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this was one of the big, you know, training curricula we have developed for the pharmaceutical giant.
Okay.
So another case study I would also like to share here today is our customer, who is a leading global manufacturer and a marketer of precision weighing instruments for use in laboratory, industrial, and food retailing applications. So they were training their globally dispersed sales force through e-learning and their traditional classroom trainings. So the trainings were aimed at improving the sales personnel's knowledge of their huge portfolio of products. As you can imagine, their supply chain from being laboratory to industrial and food retailing as well. So having this bigger portfolio of their products, these you know, sales rep should have all the knowledge of their products, and they should also be good in interaction with their customers. So for them, we provided the solution of blended learning again, which perfectly met the requirement of an engaging learning experience. So for them, the training started off with a very basic quiz on foundational concept that served as a filter. Okay. So first we started off with a quiz with basic concepts. Those who would pass this test would go into having the hands-on training, and those who would fail would go into the self-paced e-learnings.
Okay.
So this was followed by an online challenge where learners got a chance to demonstrate what they already learned. And after this, it was followed by actual video recordings of top performers doing their sales pitch to customers.
Wow.
So, yeah, once this part of the training was done, then learners were buddied with the coaches who helped them model the skills they saw in the videos and then identify the gaps in their performance. So the coaching part of the thing training was also covered into the blended learning approach. So after this was done, this was followed by performance support, which was provided to all the sales rep in the form of, you know, interactive PDFs, videos, audio podcasts, simulations, games, infographics, and many more things. So that's how we gave a full complete blended approach for these, you know, big laboratory weighing experiments things.
Right. Wow. That was both the case studies were really interesting. Thank you so much for curating these insights for our listeners. You've summarized the topic and case studies very seamlessly.
Thank you, Sherna. It's been a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much, Nazmi. In fact, dear listeners, for any product training related queries, feel free to head out to our website, www.comlabindia.com, where you can browse the product training section, watch the related videos, or use the contact us form on the top right to reach out to us. And that's a wrap. Thank you again for tuning into the eLearning Champion Pod. If you haven't subscribed to us yet, please do so on the platform you're listening to us from. Leave a review, comment, because we love hearing from you. Find us on your favorite social media channels to stay in touch. We look forward to seeing you at the next podcast soon. Thank you, everyone.